Finally, today, many Americans watching the horrors of the aftermath of Hurricane Katrina on TV want to help. In a scene unfolding around the country at the Red Cross headquarters in Los Angeles, the volunteer response to this disaster has been unprecedented. Gloria Hillard reports.
Good afternoon, American Red Cross LA.
Hunched over a couple dozen phones, half cups of coffee, and pizza crusts are Red Cross phone volunteers taking calls from people just like them.
Okay, and do you have any kind of Red Cross training?
Since the disaster, 1,000 calls a day have come through here, people offering money, housing, or their time, like phone bank volunteer Margie Gross.
How can you not be here after seeing what you see on TV? Hi, this is the American Red Cross. How may I help you?
Upstairs, dozens more are filling out applications. Lori Ingress describes herself as a stay-at-home mom. She signed up for 9 days in the hurricane-affected areas.
I'm just at a point in my life where I'm ready to give back, and I have some time. My kids are about to start school. My husband's working at home, and he said, one of us should go. So here I am. I feel like I have a great capacity for empathy and compassion, being a mother. So if I can bring those skills, that's worth something.
Bruno Giannotto is a chiropractor in blue jeans and a baseball cap.
Some of the televised experience of people in their houses hungry and having no water and things pretty much affected me. I'm in pretty good shape, so I can haul water and food if they need me. So whatever they, you know, whatever capacity they need me to be in. So
some here have volunteered on previous disasters, like clinical psychologist Barbara Rossi. She'll be part of the mental health team in Louisiana. She knows this assignment will be tough.
Are you prepared?
Oh, am I prepared? As much as one can be. I have supposedly the right equipment, and emotionally, it's my work to do this kind of work. But it's always moving. And we always are, you know, there are times when you're in tears, when you see the sadness. It just is overwhelming, but then we recover and go back and do the work that's so important.
The American Red Cross in Los Angeles is processing more than 50 people a day for disaster deployment, which includes a fast-track training orientation. In this packed room, there are more than 100 volunteers, from tattooed 20-somethings to graying baby boomers. You can see by the nonplussed faces of those in folding chairs that the studio-produced disaster training video with actors and background music pales by comparison to the images they have seen in recent days and the ones on nearby TV monitors.
They are desperate, of course, to get out amid what has been a total collapse.
They're going to go into a difficult circumstance. The people that they're helping are in difficult circumstances, and they're living...
H.T. Link is communications director for the American Red Cross in Los Angeles.
They're going to be working in shelters. They may, in fact, be sleeping in those shelters right along with the people that they're serving.
It'll be hot and hellish. Registered nurse Celestine Blaylock says she knows.
I don't believe it's easy and it's going to be heart-wrenching, but I'm up for it. I believe I can do it.
Because for Blaylock and thousands of others like her, doing nothing was no longer an option.
Volunteer? You've called
right.
The right office.
Okay.
Were you interested in going to the disaster location? Or
for NPR News, I'm Gloria Hillard in Los Angeles.
Day to Day is a production of NPR News with contributions from Slate.com. I'm Alex Chadwick.